Welcome to the Sixth Man Podcast. Get ready for anything and everything you want and need to know about the NBA's Toronto Raptors. Now your host, diehard Raptor fan, Dave Lawrence.
Okay. It is time for a new episode of the Six Man Podcast. I know I normally open the show with all right, but I did get a cease and desist letter from Matthew McConaughey's people. So no, I'm just kidding. All right. Here we go. It's time for another episode of the Six Man Podcast. We're talking all things Toronto Raptors, and boy, I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it. It is countdown time, right? The NBA draft lottery was kind of step number one, but that only nudged that first domino, right? It made a wiggle a bit, okay? A little bit of a wiggle action to it. But now, less than a week to go until the NBA draft. And oh my goodness, the rumors. That's why we're calling this episode Rumors, because they are rampant. There's movement within that top four of the draft, okay? We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about all these different Raptors rumors that are going on. There is a bunch of them. We're going to cover a few and talk about what the Raptors could possibly be thinking and doing. There are just too many avenues that they could go down as far as this draft is concerned, because A leads to B leads to C. You know how methodical Masai and the organization is, so they know things, right? I still think if they draft Suggs at number four, which has sort of been the low-hanging fruit, and expected to go down at number four, then I think that they're moving on from Kyle, all right? But there's other rumors as well that could substantiate the fact that he is staying, all right? And they already know that he's staying, which we'll see with free agency when it opens a few days after the draft. So let's get into it, okay? Less than a week to go. There's lots of news all over the place. So let's talk about the Raptors trying to move the number four pick. That's being heavily rumored right now, but it's going in both directions. I've said this before, though. You're not doing your due diligence if you're not looking at every possible avenue that you could go, right? Even if you're Detroit sitting with the number one pick, you've got to be listening to trade offers. You've got to be looking at possibly moving down, even though I don't think they should. You don't want to be known as the team if this guy does turn out to be the next star in the NBA, Cade Cunningham. You don't want to be known as the team that passed on him for maybe a couple more draft picks or another player, depending on the player, of course. But Detroit's had enough tough luck for for quite a while, and they need some positivity. Take that low-hanging fruit. Take Cade Cunningham, and you're on your way. Something tells me he's not going to be the next Markelle Fultz, all right? I think you're going to be okay. When you look at Cade Cunningham, you look at his NBA comparisons, what they're saying online, they're actually listing him with his NBA comparisons as very similar to Jason Tatum and Luka Doncic. He does everything very, very well. He's a big point guard, 6'8". You got to go for that. Now, I was talking about some movement in the draft, though, and we'll get to the Raptors more specifically, of course. But now, where, you know, from day one, when we were looking at the Raptors and who they could get at number four, we always said it was going to be between one of the Jalens, right? Either Jalen Green from the G League or Jalen Suggs from Gonzaga. Now, there's a lot of smoke, if not some low-level flames, that Jalen Green is apparently a lock to go number two to Houston. Houston's taking Jalen Green. That's what a lot of people are starting to confirm. They have done, he's done no more workouts for anybody else. He went to Houston, he did it, and that's it. So it looks like it's going to go Cade Cunningham, and now a lock at number two is going to be Jalen Green. So where this involves the Raptors is now they're going to get to pick between Evan Mobley, who I've been saying from day one they've wanted and should want, and of course, Jalen Suggs, who is extremely good. Wouldn't be upset if they ended up with Jalen Suggs at all. But a lot of rumors out there. So one of the rumors about the Raptors trying to move up in the draft, they have contacted, and not just contacted, but made offers. You see that, offers plural, to Cleveland for that number three pick. But also trying to get that number three pick is the fifth overall team, which is the Orlando Magic. Now, the thing with Orlando is they've got a bit more firepower in the draft in order to get it done, because they could easily give Cleveland, if Cleveland wants out of that spot, their number five pick. They've also got the number eight pick in the draft, two top 10 picks in this draft. You got a couple of really good young players if you're Cleveland right off the bat. Toronto probably looking at a future first, but it all goes all in the same confusing mishmash bubble of what are the Raptors going to do? Would they even, are they considering a bit more of a full rebuild? Is there going to be a big trade that goes down? We've talked about the Siakam trade over and over again. Would they trade Siakam to Golden State for Wiseman, Wiggins, and the 7th and 14th pick? I mean, there's just so much that can happen. But the Raptors trying to move up, which tells me personally that they really want Evan Mobley. If you're trying to get to that pick to Cleveland, they want Evan Mobley. I don't think they'll hesitate to take Jalen Suggs, but there's also some other rumors that the Raptors are very enamored and like very much Scotty Barnes. Okay, Scotty Barnes could be their man as well. Out of Florida State, small forward, power forward, he's 6'9", 225, and his NBA comparisons on NBADraft.net are a Jabari Parker / Draymond Green type. He does struggle a bit with shooting, but they love his versatility and his defense. That's what the Raptors are all about, especially Nick Nurse with the defensive side of the ball. Could that be the better fit for them, they feel? If you had to pick between Jalen Suggs and Scotty Barnes, here's the thing. Jalen Suggs, also known for his defense. This guy has got an extremely high motor, but maybe they don't want to place him there because they don't want to, you know, if they already know Kyle's going to come back or they're going to bring him back in a two-year deal, they don't want to have too much of a loaded backcourt. But as far as I'm concerned, if you're at number four, you take best player available. If I had to bet my kids' college education money on it, which is all of $37 each, there's three of them. So there would be what, 74, 100, and they better be better at math than I am. But if I was betting all that, I would say you still take Jalen Suggs, and then you figure out how to move on from even Malachi Flynn. Great young player. He really turned it on towards the end of last season. I think you'd get a return for him. Maybe he helps you in a trade to get your center problem solved. I don't know. Also, is there going to be a sign and trade with Kyle? We don't know. And then, of course, one I don't even like to look at is the possibility of trading Fred VanVleet. I love Fred. I want him to stay a Raptor. I think he's brilliant, but we'll see. We'll see what goes down. So, rumor number one, Raptors have made offers, plural, to Cleveland for the number three pick. Have they struck a deal? We don't know yet. We'll know in less than a week. Also, Orlando trying to get that number three pick from Cleveland. Also, Raptors apparently really love Scotty Barnes. But this is the funny thing about, and it happens in pro sports all the time. Look at the NFL draft with the San Francisco 49ers, you know, talking about Mac Jones. If you follow football at all, they were going to take him super high in the draft. And then they finally took Trey Lance. So sometimes these things are all planted to try and raise the stock or trade value of another player that's kind of on the fringe so that maybe one of the other teams will take them and then your guy will be available. It's fascinating how this stuff works out. But don't kid yourself, it definitely exists. So Raptors saying they like Scotty Barnes, okay. Still at that number four spot. Jalen Green now looks like a lock to Houston at number two. So they're going to get one of either Evan Mobley or Jalen Suggs. I would be happy with either. I understand how enamored they are and would be with a guy like Evan Mobley. He is just a shot blocking machine, really helps them out. You put him at center, then you've got Siakam at power forward, Ananobi at small forward, Fred, and then you got to get that point guard. You got to get Kyle re-signed. Raptors also rumored to be going after some free agents or very interested in the likes of Lonzo Ball, a name out there right now. Also Nerlens Noel at the center spot. So it's like I said, it's like so exciting, but so exhausting to think about at the same time because there's so many things they could do. I have said it. I would not trade for Ben Simmons, but I would, if that is a real offer for Pascal Siakam, the 7th and 14th pick, Andrew Wiggins to match the salary, and then James Wiseman, wow, I would do that trade. I don't know if that's real or not, but I would definitely do that trade if I was Toronto because then they'd have 4, 7, 14. A prospect in James Wiseman, who was the number two pick last year with their development program. You got Andrew Wiggins, a Canadian boy coming home. Looked great. I think he's actually a very underrated player in general. But I think he's more of the small forward position. So then what do you do with OG? Well, you've traded Pascal, so maybe OG could play power forward. So many choices. So many different things they could do. If I was in that Raptors front office sitting in the war room, I would be like, my head's going to explode. I have literally, there's so many options to go down. There's so many routes to go down. You've got to make sure you get it right. Now, do I have faith they will get it right? Yes, but I definitely don't really envy the position they're in right now because there is a lot of choices to be made and big ones too. So we'll see how that goes. So will the Raptors move up in the draft? Will Cleveland bite? I think Orlando probably has a bit better of an offer if they go 5 and 8 and for number three and anything else. If they attach a future first to that, then it's probably going to be a done deal, right? And then will the Raptors look to move down? I don't know about moving down. That's really tough when you're talking about a strong four-man draft that everybody's saying. You just don't want to be known as that team that passed up one of those potential star players, okay? I just don't think they're going to do it. I don't know. Scotty Barnes would... And you come into the league like that, and people are like, hey, we gave up number four. We gave up a Suggs or, you know, whatever for you. That'll be a lot of pressure on that young man for sure. So we'll see what happens. We still don't quite know, but it is super exciting that it is on the way. Okay. Those are the rumors coming out right now about the Raptors. We'll see if the trades happen. We'll see if they move up, they move down, stay the same wherever. It's less than a week away. I'm going to be staying up late next Thursday for the draft. And as soon as the Raptors make their pick, I'm going to start doing a podcast. All right. So please join me for the Six-Man Podcast. That'll go up right after the draft is complete. And we'll be definitely talking about what the Raptors decide to do, because that domino is going from wiggle to fallen, and all the rest are going to happen after that. That's it for this week, everybody. Enjoy. And we will talk to you on draft night.
Thanks for listening to the Sixth Man Podcast. Sixth Man Podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. While you're at it, leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow the show on Instagram at the Sixth Man Podcast. Join us next time for another episode of the Sixth Man Podcast.